Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
I have a question for the single people.
Oh, the single ladies.
Oh, that's me.
Oh,
the single ladies. Do you put up a Christmas tree or do you not? And this is something I asked on my Facebook page yesterday. Like, to tree or not to tree? That is the question when you're single. Because you want to get a Christmas tree and get into the spirit of everything. And, like, last night I started, like, cleaning up so I could, like, pull out the Christmas decorations that I have. And I've got these, like, dishes that I only use during Christmas time. I've got the little, you know, gold trees on them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I was, like, thinking, okay, first of all, how am I going to get it into my car and into my house by myself?
Oh, come on. You're not some, like, weak woman that can't handle a Christmas tree yourself.
Yeah, but
they're heavy.
They're heavy, and there's sometimes, especially if you want to get a big one, and I live in a loft with a humongous ceiling, so it can't get, like, a wimpy tree. Like, it'd have to be a pretty good,
like,
good size one.
Okay.
You know, a good size one so that it sort of, like, fills out, and then, like, it's the balancing act of getting it into the Christmas tree stand and screwing it in and all that kind of stuff. So I started going through the logistics of it in my mind, and then I'm like, okay, is it worth it? Is it worth it to spend the money on it? Is it worth it if anybody else is going to see it? I'll probably have girlfriends over this holiday season and, you know, like, might have some visitors from out of town. And so I was thinking, you know, that would be kind of a cool thing to do. But is it worth it? And do single people always get Christmas trees or not? And then the response on the Facebook page is, like, more comments than I've ever gotten on anything else I've ever posted.
404-741-Q100. What are some of the things on the Facebook page?
Hang on one second. Let me pull it up.
I say if you have friends over and you have guys that are coming over, I'd say put up a tree. But all I did was put up a little fake tree. Like, it wasn't anything spectacular. And it still made me more depressed because there's not going to be any gifts under that tree. I mean, all the gifts are going to be, like, because you don't have anybody to give you a present.
Never even thought of this. This may be a woman thing.
When
I was a single guy, I never even thought about putting up a Christmas tree.
I'm fascinated because in my dating life, I was single far more than I was dating somebody, and I never did anything different. Like, I put up a tree and I did put up decorations and everything because I feel like because when I was single, my life was still the same as if I was dating somebody. So it sounds like. It almost sounds like it's not your singlehood is not as fulfilling as if you were with somebody. Like, it's only if there was a guy in your life is the only reason to put up a tree.
No, not necessarily that. But, like, if you're not hosting any parties or having people over and you're only putting it up for yourself.
And you don't have family here.
And you don't have family. Mm-hmm. Is it worth the effort of putting it all up? I don't think it's necessarily just about a guy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about having anybody else over to your house to actually see it. Or are you just going to see it and enjoy it, you know?
Hey, Chris.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I just want to say, if you're going to have guys come over, like, and they're potentially going to be dates, then definitely put up a tree, because last year I went to a girl's house and we were just starting to date, and she didn't even want to put up a tree because of the whole I'm single type deal. But if you're just having friends over and it's nonchalant and it's just going to be a couple girls, then yeah, put up a fake tree. That
okay,
good
so
enough,
fake,
right?
That was the other debate, real tree, fake tree.
I'd say get a real one if you're going to have friends over.
But
I think,
like,
if you're hosting parties, you definitely need a tree.
I mean, it seems split down the middle. Some people are like, no tree, no sense in a tree just for one person. Other people says, another one says,
I
bought a real tree for several years and then it became too much trouble, so I bought a fake one a couple years ago. This year I bought some evergreen room spray from Bath and Body Works to spray on the tree. Maybe it'll fake people out. LOL. That's from Monica. And so everybody kind of had a different take on it.
I thought Brittany's advice to you was the best.
Which one was it?
I don't know if it came in on Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Oh, it probably came in on Twitter.
But Brittany, our Midday Brittany, wrote, I always decorated for me, not for anyone else. So do what you want
to
do.
That's what Melissa was saying.
I think it's sad that you don't think that even if it's just you, it's enough for the effort. Because to me, I mean, it's Christmas. Whether
I'll
it's
decorate,
me in the house, or, you know.
I'll decorate for me, but the tree thing, it seems like the next level. I don't know.
If I was single and alone, I wouldn't even decorate the house, honestly.
Yeah, I always had a tree.
If I wasn't having
people.
Anybody around. Hey, Nicole, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I completely agree with Melissa, but I'm a total Christmas person, and I would live in Christmas decorated anything all year round. But I definitely think she should definitely put up a tree. It'll help her get in the spirit. It's one of those things that'll always keep you in a good mood. I think she should definitely put up a tree.
Yeah, it's like unanimous on the phones. Everybody's saying do it for yourself.
Get it.
Hey, Christina, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say do it for yourself. Don't do it for anybody else, worrying about a man coming over anybody, seeing it. It's all about what you're willing to do to make yourself happy. If you want a tree up, put a tree up.
This comes back to that mojo we were talking about. Do it for yourself.
I don't know that it's necessarily mojo either. It's really more of a practical. It was really more of a practical decision, like, you know, spending the money on all that stuff. And then I thought, okay, if I put it up, do I have enough ornaments to fill the tree, or is it going to be a tree with just lights on it?
We could do a paper mache thing during one of our meetings and make you some.
Origami. I am scared of whatever you would make me.
Good morning, Lisa. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I say put up that tree, do it for yourself. I mean, I could just sit by the lights and just drink some hot chocolate, listen to some music, and it makes you feel good. So regardless if anybody sees it, you have it up. And if somebody comes in your life, it won't be such a big thing to, you know, to start from scratch. So go ahead and put your tree up, girl, and enjoy yourself.
Okay, you got it. Tree.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless Christmas just isn't as important to you as it is to these callers. I mean, unless...
No, it definitely is.
Unless you don't care about the birth of baby Jesus. Like Melissa doesn't.
Yeah, so if you don't put up a Christmas tree, you're an atheist.
I care about baby Jesus, but only beginning the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know what? So I think what the callers are saying are put up a tree or go to hell.
Well, I just, when you said about decorations, it's funny how I don't consider decorating for Christmas to be legitimate unless there's a tree.
Unless there is a tree, yeah.
Well, really? So it's funny. Yeah, because I'm trying to think of what other decorations would I put up.
Oh, there's all kinds of different,
like dishes and like hand towels, and you change your bathroom scenery up.
Why don't you come on over to my house, and Stacy will school you on exactly what you can do in the house, if you don't have
but
a tree.
But no, I said without a tree. Now, Stacy's got 15 trees in your house.
There is one in every room. But if we took those out, I think she would just replace it with more Santas. I'm going to count today how many Santas we have around the house.
Do you guys do the nativity? Is there any nativity?
There's like my little nativity in Hayden's room,
okay.
But there's not a major one in the living room. But the amount of Santas that Stacy has collected over the years. Look, I'm going to give you a number now. You guys guess if the final number will be over this number or under.
Okay.
And I'll count today. 35.
Over.
Definitely over.
35 Santas in our house. You'll go with the over? Over?
Over. For sure.
Are you counting yourself in costume for the romantic nights?
Not else. Santas.
Okay. All right. Hey, I got some dynamite in my bag, honey.
If I raise the number to 50, would you say over or under? Over 50?
Yeah.
If he raises the number to infinity plus one.
Over.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.